Thailand's prime minister is promising to go on the offensive against Muslim militants blamed for violence in his country. Since January, nearly 300 people have died in Thailand's Muslim-dominated southern provinces. That number includes more than 100 alleged militants killed by security forces on a single day in April. On that day, the militants attacked numerous government buildings and sent a wake-up call to the government. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from southern Thailand.
At a Buddhist temple on the outskirts of Pattani, barking dogs sound the alarm at the arrival of strangers. Buddhist shrines, government schools, government officials, all have been targeted since the violence began in January. Buddhists are a majority in the rest of the country, but a minority here. Kom is a middle-aged monk with shaven head and tattoos on both arms. He has lived here for nearly 20 years.
I've never been worried before, but I'm worried now. Since April, none of us have gone out the temple alone. If we go out, we go in a group, and we don't go out at night after 8 o'clock at all. Everyone stays home at night now. Not just Buddhists, it's the same for Muslims too.
A few miles down the road from the monk's temple, vivid proof that all is not well in the land of smiles. A gray Mitsubishi sedan smashed against a telephone pole, a pool of blood on the driver's side, several bullet holes in the door. The victim, police say, was a police sergeant on his way home from prayers, attacked by two men on a motorcycle who escaped. Spent bullet casings lie in the street. Police armed with automatic weapons scan the crowd of onlookers, wary of more trouble. The Thai government has sent thousands of security men to the region in the past several months, but the violence continues on an almost daily basis. Many of those behind it are believed to be veterans of rebellions here in the 1970s and 80s.
We are talking about breakaway groups of separatist movements in the past few decades. You know, these are the individuals that are very capable of doing things that we have seen in the southern Thailand in the past 4 or 5 months.
Security analyst Panitan Wattanayakorn of Chulalongkorn University.
Some of these people, the Thai authorities, security officers, they believe that they went to the wars in Afghanistan, in other areas. You know, they went to training camps, you know, in other countries, and they came back, and they became very, very successfully, you know, in organizing themselves, you know, under the new banners, under the new activities.
They have also been successful in finding new recruits to implement their agenda. At the elementary school in the village of Suso in Songla province, a gym teacher coaches students set to compete in next month's sports day. Suso is a poor village. Most eke out an existence working as day laborers in nearby rubber plantations. With little else to do, some turn to sport, and about a dozen local young men, most in their teens and early 20s, did well enough at it to make their soccer team, TR Sport, a provincial powerhouse. On April 25th, TR Sport played in and won a local tournament here. 2 days later, just before dawn, the team members, along with several friends, attacked a nearby police post. The police had been tipped off and were ready. All 19 young men were killed. Udom Mepromi, the father of 25-year-old Kamruddin, says he had no idea what his son was planning.
I never heard anything. I never saw anything wrong or suspicious before that. If I had seen even a small sign, I might have said or done something, but there was nothing. I don't believe these kids wanted to die. I believe they must have been used by someone else.
Other parents say they were also surprised by their son's secret lives, though one of the boys did leave a note found afterward asking that the young men be buried together. A month before the attack, Kamruddin's father says, the boys disappeared for a few days of religious study. This, too, he says, was not unusual. The team frequently did things together, including religious study, and he thought nothing of it. But copies of a booklet found on the bodies of some killed that day called for jihad. The booklet urges Muslims to fight to restore the Islamic Sultanate that existed in the south before Bangkok extended its rule here more than 100 years ago. Waidolame Mamati is president of the Islamic Council of nearby Pattani province. He says he was saddened by what happened that morning, but not necessarily surprised, given the region's long history of neglect by the Buddhist-dominated Thai government.
If you talk to educated young men, they would not be manipulated easily. But if you talk about religion to kids who have no future, no job, no education, then it's not hard to manipulate them. Because if they feel they have no future, why not die for Allah if they are told that Allah will forgive them?
Thailand's Prime Minister, Thaksin Shinawat, has vowed to put a quick end to the unrest. He says it is scaring off tourists and hurting the country's economy. His carrot is the promise of more than $400 million in development and educational aid to help create jobs and a sense of belonging for the Muslim majority. Major General Phoy Rak Rong, security advisor to the governor of Pattani province, insists the program is working.
We have been working hard to meet with village leaders and others. We have been holding workshops to find out what they want and what we can do for them. So I think things are getting better, not worse.
But the continuing violence suggests otherwise. And critics charge the security forces often employ heavy-handed tactics as they search for militants, further alienating those whose trust they must win. The ongoing U.S. occupation of Iraq and the Thai government's support for it, local Muslims say, only adds to the sense of alienation. Government supporters and the government's critics do agree that the violence so far is the work of just a few. But security analyst Panitan Watanayakorn of Chulalongkorn University says the situation in the south is precarious.
We are now at a real transitional period. The situation from this point on could become even much more volatile. If stability is not created, if legitimacy cannot create it, if participation with the people in the area are not able to achieve, I think the situation may be out of control. We could see things that we have not seen before in Thailand.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News.